And today on the show, we're going to be talking about things like IVRs and VOGs as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. Twitter, Twitter Stewart, TWWETERSTEWART. Well, a few weeks ago, we were talking, weren't we, about characters in cartoons and animation and anime and gaming. Then more recently, over the last couple of 3 weeks, we've been talking about narration, about audiobooks. And we've been looking at non-fiction books, fiction books, the how you voice up the different characters, how you read, how you prepare, how you look after yourself when you're going into the voiceover narration business. Now, we've got some shorter episodes, a series of episodes on other aspects of voice work in a studio. So we're going to be looking at, in this order, over the next several weeks, a whole slew of different voiceover roles. We're going to be talking about advertisements and commercials, also about animal characteristics and characterization, and animal noises as well. So animal characterization, yeah. How do you voice up the sound of Bobby Badger or Sally the Sloth or Jerry the Giraffe? How do you do that? What kind of voice do you give different animals? What voice do you have to consider when you're coming up with a voice for a dog or a cat? Mm-hmm. And also, how do you do animal noises? So we're going to be giving you a few short tips on those over the next few days. Audio descriptions, that's something else which is really, really big in the voiceover world. So this is when you give a description to partially sighted people about what is going on the screen. They can hear the dialogue, but they don't know the situation in which that is being said. So you give audio descriptions between the dialogue. Okay, it's got some more tips on that. We've also been telling you about audio guides, the kind of things you get in a gallery or a museum, that kind of thing. Yeah, someone needs to voice that up. Someone needs to record it. What kind of considerations should you have if you want to go into that business? We'll also be talking about brand voices and dubbing as well. So several different kinds of dubbing. So you may see on news programs where someone's foreign voice is dubbed, so they need an actor or somebody to voice over that dubbing. But also films and TV shows, they're very often dubbed into another language. Again, what are the considerations if you want to go into that particular business? E-learning is a huge area at the moment, both internally and externally. So internally for schools and colleges, for businesses, for companies, learning all sorts of different things, but also for customers, customer facing as well. Things on YouTube, Kickstarters. We're also going to be telling you how to read lists and casts. Now, a list could be short as three different elements. How do you get the intonation right for a list? How do you get the intonation right if you have to read a cast list? Advice on that on the way. Live events and announcements. Now, these are often called Voice of God. So they could be everything from the local church raffle to a ball at a local hotel, maybe a wedding reception, to a conference in your local city, getting bigger and bigger here, step by step, or it could even be something huge, like a voiceover at the Oscars, some internationally televised award ceremony. What are the considerations to be a VOG, a voice of God? And linking in with that, we're going to be talking briefly about speaking outdoors as well, because it may be that you're making some announcements at an outdoor event. That could be a fair or a fete. It could be at a sports stadium. It could be at a wedding ceremony. What are your considerations for speaking outdoors? Medical voiceovers is something I'm going to be talking about as well, because they have a slightly different consideration, whether it be e-learning or something of that nature, or whether it be narration with medical topics, or whether it be corporate medical narration is quite a niche, which I'm going to be talking about as well. Movie trailers too. I'm going to spend a couple of 3 days talking about political ads. Now, political ads aren't particularly big in the UK, but I know they are huge in other parts of the world, particularly in the United States. It's been fascinating doing some research about voicing up political advertisements, political commercials, and the different things that you have to think about for that, what your voice is suited for, the different tones of your voice, whether you can voice for different political parties at the same time, for example. PSAs, or public service announcements, talking about that too. Also station imaging and MOH, or IVR, telephony voiceover, messages on hold, integrated voice response, the kind of thing you might get if you're phoning up. Do you do this anymore? You're phoning up the local cinema to book a ticket and it tells you what is on in each theatre at different times and so on. You have to press the buttons on your keypad to get through to different listings. Or still nowadays, if you need to get through to a hospital or to a business and you have to press different things on your keypad to get you through, somebody's voicing all of those messages. That could be you. What do you have to think about if you want to get into that business as far as using your voice goes? So all sorts of different voiceover roles coming your way. That's the alphabetical list of the different topics, the different areas, the different niches and platforms that I'm going to be talking about over the next couple of 3 weeks on Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voiceover Voice. Tomorrow, a few considerations about commercials as Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voiceover Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.